Ches. Now, unfortunately, despite my previously announced schedule, I will not be here tomorrow night. I'm going for the yeshiva. So, but Thursday night, I hope to be back. That's Hashem. Becoming a fundraiser in my old age, but you don't get a cut. That's the problem. The guy who goes around to Pushkas and the Nickels gets a cut, doesn't he? What's called salary? What the yeshiva pays is called salary? It's called the tip. You know, when Rechnitz promised $1 million to the, he gave $1 million to the yeshiva at the dinner, he surprised everybody. Just a million, just like that. $1 million, $500,000 he gave on the spot, and the other half $1 million 6 months later. So yeshiva said they're going to use it to pay up debt. So I said, yeah, the Rebbeim are a month behind for the last 20 years. Why don't you just pay the Rebbeim there? I said, I don't want to. I had to pressure them. I said, you owe money to rich people and you owe money to the Rebbeim. So, so they caught them up. Now they pay on time. On time is the 20th of the month. On time. That's okay, Mati?
Everything's relevant. There was a time they were 6 months
behind. Yeah, they were 6 months
behind.
Right? Shkayach, Mati. Okay, Mem Dalid Ches. We're in the middle of discussing what's really a much more complicated topic called Chaticha Nas Nevela. Chaticha Nas Nevela, in its simple meaning, is that you have an ounce of milk that falls onto a 10-ounce piece of meat. There are now 11 ounces of Isser. And if you take that 11-ounce piece of meat, which is 10 ounces of meat and 1 ounce of milk, you put it into a pot of soup, it's not enough that you have 60 times the milk portion. Even though you could argue, what do you mean? The milk taste now is not, it doesn't exist. The milk taste has dissipated. But it doesn't matter because the meat taste is now Isser onto itself. And therefore, it's called Chaticha Nas Nevela. Now Ches finishes the first part of Chaticha Nas Nevela and Tess was discussed.
Only when it did not go in the pot, that it didn't go in,
originally. Right. If it didn't go in originally.
Right?
Yes. It's only if it didn't go in originally. That's what the first it asked the meat and then it fell. Ches afle dasa shulchan aruch mekama chaticha atzma shenesra tchila nish'ara bi'isura. Even according to the das of the Shulchan Aruch, who says by Shari Surim, we don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela, but that piece itself remains this. Sarav Pishay Shachs of Samach Neger Akazayas Nevela Shenivla by Tchila. What it means is milk and meat, everyone knows Chaticha Nas Nevela. By Nevela into meat, there's a dispute. But even if you make all, means that if an ounce of Nevela fell onto a 10-ounce piece of kosher meat, you have 11 ounces. And now, you put it into a pot with 100 ounces. So if you say Chaticha Nas Nevela, you need 60 times 11. You don't have it. If you don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela, you only need 60 against 1. And you do have it. Nevertheless, the piece that originally became Aser
stays
Aser. That's called Efshel Aseich Dei Aser. The way I phrase it is that you can't kasha food. A pot you can kasha. You can't kasha food. Once meat becomes usher, what?
That's only if you can recognize.
If you recognize the piece, right? Yeah. So he's saying that even though the 60 against the kazayis the veil, it's usher. The kaibel on efshel l'sarich day usher, because we pask in efshel l'sarich day usher. What's the leimer? The loy arina she efshel l'schay to iser achshav. Now in Lamdis, this is a very strong chacham sadam. I'll tell you why. Because there's a chakira. Why is it that way? If an ounce of nevela falls into 10 ounces of meat, and now I put it into a pot with 100 ounces of other meat or soup, so we say you can't kasha the piece. Piece remains this. You can learn two ways. You can learn it's a physical mitzias, it's a law of physics, that we don't say the ounce of this that fell into this one piece now necessarily spreads into everything equally. If it originally fell into a piece, we're afraid the mitzius is, the physical fact is, it stays there longer. That's one possibility of Eshel Asach Dayasa. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's a din. That once it becomes Asr, it stays Asr. Maybe it does spread. It just stays Asr because it's a halacha. You follow? Two ways to learn Epshel Asaychtai also. We call that either E Epshel Asaychtai, because physically, once it becomes Isser, we don't say it spreads. Or no, even if physically it does spread, it's a din of Epshel Asaychtai also. What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina will be liquid. Because liquid does spread. The physical fact is that when you mix liquids with liquids, unless it's oil and water, but if you mix soup and soup, it physically it does mix. So if Epshel Asaychtai Aser is a mitzias, then lach balach, when you mix two liquids, it should be different. If you learn it's not a mitzias, it's just a din, that once something becomes Aser, it stays Aser, then even by liquids, I'm going to have to talk about how you can recognize it, etc. We'll get to that in the next sif. But that's enough kamina between the two ways to learn. Now, be that as it may, the halacha remains, whichever way you learn, Efshel Asaychtai Aser. But look at the language of the Chachmas Sadam. He's choosing sides in this chakira. His language is, Efshel Asaychtai Aser Ratzel Loimar. What does it mean, Efshel Asaychtai Aser? It means, the Loyarinan She'efshel Ischaita Iser Achshav She'yetze Kulay Mimenu. It's a physical fact. We don't say that when you take a piece of meat that has absorbed taste, that it now it spreads, and it spreads equally. Even though they are those who hold Svirle Efshel Asaychtai Mutar B'Shari Surim. We pass, you cannot kasha meat, food. A crazy place he costs up, that's Rabbi Yosef Eibshitz. In the same crazy place, the Das of the Chaber B'Tzad, the base of Dal, the Lahatir is the Drabonan, Gam Efshel Asaychtai. By a drabbanan, according to the Mechaber, who doesn't say Nastavela, you can be making an Efshel Asaychtai. But Lamaisa, we don't pass it. We pass it once a piece of food becomes treif, you can't kasher it by boiling it. You can take a pot that became treif, or silverware became treif, you can put it into a pot and boil it. And we say that the bliya comes out.
Does that even meat, does that even chicken?
Yeah, no matter what.
No. You never make it filter.
Yeah. Even the mechaber is only make a b'shari sirim, not pasul mechalav. With la'alacha, we barely ever say any to see milk and
meat. If it's a din,
Because kelim is a parsha of the chumash. We can't, you can't get away from it. We say cheres. If you have clay cheres, a clay or a pottery that's earthenware, we say can't kasher.
According
to the Beis Yosef, where Kfeila
worked, why did you give the taste?
That piece became
Osir, he tasted this Osir. Now you mix it with two other pieces, and now it doesn't taste
Osir,
so it is or isn't.
I mean, if you hold a Metzias, I suppose. If you hold a Metzias, you should give it to Kfeila and taste it. It's a good question. Dina de Gemara, they always gave it to Kfeila. So the question is good. It's possible, though, in cases of Mimbimina, the Vela into kosher meat. But you're right, I assume the Mechaber would take a hold, and if you give it to Kfeila, it would take a Mimotu. Nachina. Alright, now, Siftes is the big kula of Chaticha Nas Nevela, that's by Lach Balach. Liquid that mixes with liquid. I mentioned this briefly in a different context. We know that one of the basic rules, the basic rule of Blias traveling is that when you have hot food, that taste travels from one to the other. We have two hot foods that are combined in a stew, the taste travels. Anybody who eats cholent, you eat a potato, you know that it's meat, right? A potato and a cholent doesn't say it tastes the same as a boiled potato. Because food travels, when it's hot, food travels from one thing to the other. Now, again, I'll ask you a physics question. Food, when you have potatoes and meat in a stew, obviously a potato gets to taste the meat, and the meat gets to taste the potato, no question. When you mix two liquids together, you take, you put milk in the coffee. Right? You put milk into coffee, it's hot. Does the milk get some coffee taste and the coffee gets some milk taste? Or it's just the coffee and milk are mixed. Every molecule is coffee or milk. Does the coffee get milk taste and the milk get coffee taste?
What's the majority?
What?
The majority has the coffee. The majority is the coffee, right?
But the taste doesn't go by majority. When you put milk in coffee, it tastes different if you don't put milk in coffee.
You're not saying you're drinking coffee with milk. You're not drinking milk with a little coffee. With coffee.
What's the difference which is little, which is lot?
The rive is the...
No, there's no question that I put in 3 ounces I have, let's see, I have an 8 ounce cup.
Right.
So 5 ounces is coffee and 2 ounces is milk.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
The question is, when your taste buds are tasting things, are they testing some milk and some coffee at the same time so it tastes good? Or is it that the milk absorbs coffee taste and the coffee absorbs milk taste?
It's a new breed.
That is your question. You're avoiding it. Does the taste transfer?
It's now coffee with milk. It's not chocolate milk.
This is the old yeshiva shekler. When you put sugar in the coffee and you stir it, does the sugar make it sweet or the stirring make it sweet? It's like an old trick here. Purim trick here.
Some things don't mix well.
If you have like oily things with watery things. What? Yeah. They don't mix. Does taste transfer when they don't mix?
They don't taste as well.
They don't mix as well. Partially. Alright, anyway, this is actually, what we're all talking about is a machlaikis. If by lach balach, liquid and liquid, you say chaticha nas nevela. I mean to say is this. Let's say I have 2 ounces of milk and 5 ounces of coffee. And the 2 ounces of milk, let's say, comes from a cow. So I have 2 ounces of tray for milk and 5 ounces of coffee. So now I have a 7 ounce cup of a drink that's not kosher. Not kosher. So, now this 7 ounces of coffee gets dumped into a big coffee container. Do I add 60 against the 2 ounces of camel milk? Or do I say the 2 ounces of camel milk made the 7 ounces das nevela, now it's 7 ounces, and I eat shishim against it? Now that's called, do you say chaticha das nevela by lach balach, by a mixture of liquids? When liquids mix, is there any change?
I don't understand. By dry, we say...
No, by cold, by hot, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, by hot. Because there's a transfer of bleas. Because there's a transfer. Question is, if here, what happens? Is there a transfer of bleas? It's very hard to analyze in the lab. They're very hard. Remember I told you once that Ramosha holds that if your milk spills out onto a pot... you can collect the milk and you know how much you lost and you can be makled. That whole ruling is predicated on the idea that liquids do not transfer bleas. The liquids are liquids and they mix into things, but they don't transfer. If they were transferred, then I would say some of this milk gave taste into that and transferred. But there is no, that's based on the idea that there's no transfer by liquids. That's what it's based on. Coming back to where we're at, let's learn inside this dispute. If you say chaticha das nevela balach balach, again, my example, the camel milk into the coffee, 2 ounces of tray for milk, 5 ounces of coffee. Now the 7 ounces falls into a big pot of coffee. Are there 7 ounces of tray that have to be bottled or 2 ounces? What?
You just said nas nevela.
That's the question. Do you say nasveli even by liquid and liquid? That's what test is about.
Isn't that more the case?
What?
It should be more the case, nasveli.
Let's see what it says. V'yeshayimer. Davka v'chali suru kai v'lachaticha nasveli nu davka lach b'yavesh. That's where liquid spills onto solid. Avalach b'lach g'gan yayin nesach liyayin kosher. But if you have a tray for wine with kosher wine. A chol of nimuach l'shuma nimuach. Or milk. Thank you. Or you have chaylev that melts into shuman that melts, and both, one is this or one is heter. They're both animal fat. And then it fell to something else. Loy amrinon. This is the Yeshayim that says loy amrinon. In my example, you need only against the 2 ounces. When it falls in the second time, it doesn't matter what it falls into. Question is, do you need 7 or do you need 2? Against the 7 ounces, 2 ounces? Tama de Milsa. Now listen to how he explains it. Tama de Milsa, the Bedava Lach Vitzolul, by liquid, Lo Shayach Bei Belia. There's no Metzias of a transfer of taste. El Shenivlal, Umis Arev, Ha Isser Meheta Yafa. This it had to mix well. And therefore we do not say the rule that we've been talking about all along, that chetichah nasa nevela. That's this side rule. Now, behefsin meruba, yesh lismecha zeh b'shari surim, avaloi b'vasa b'chalov. We're mekel lach balach b'shari surim, behefsin meruba, we're mekel based on this sheet. V'mbishlu chetichah nevela b'kedera. If you cook a piece of nevela in a pot, v'loi ayah b'kedera levatel, and the pot did not have enough to be mevatel, but not let me write them nasak deracheres. You take a piece of meat out of a stew and you put it into something else. Das marshal that sarasamach neged kol haroitiv. You need shishim against the gravy. Avagav davalach balach. Even though it's lach balach, kim dechatiches asura is the chol kachamim bedava avagav haroitiv kulayasim. Even though by lach balach, liquid and liquid, there are some who say that the amount of issa doesn't expand, but if there's also solid mixed in, then we do say chaticha nas nevela. Okay, is the following. He's going to say in a minute, let's say I have kosher milk, regular milk, if it falls into milk falls into water. It falls into coffee. So I have now, again, I have a 7-ounce coffee, 2 ounces of kosher milk, and 5 ounces of coffee. There's no chetichah nas nevela, there's no issa. Now this mixture falls into a chicken soup. Coffee flavored chicken soup. Now, you're only going to need 60 against the 2 ounces of milk. Because the milk, you don't say chetichah nas nevela, milk into water, there's nothing to be chetichah nas nevela. Now it's called lefi ha-meduma. Fiyam and Duma means proportion. Proportion. If I put 2 ounces of milk into, let's say, 6 ounces of coffee, so that is a quarter milk, 3/4 coffee. And even if I take 1 tablespoon out and put it somewhere else, I only need to be mevatel 1/4 of that contents of the tablespoon. Fiyam and Duma means I go by the proportion. When it mixes, when there's no nasa nevela, like milk and teheter, I only have to we make things mutter lefi hamidumah. Now this comes up all the time. Ladies, they're cooking a dish, or even a flesh, you got a chicken soup, and that chicken soup is not nas nevela, it's all heter. So you have a chicken soup, and there's some chicken soup spilled onto into something milchik. They call the rav. Now there may not be shishim against the ounce of chicken soup that fell in, but the chicken soup is not all chicken, it's partially vegetables. So you ask the lady, how much chicken do you have in the soup and how many vegetables? Now if you have half soup, half vegetables and half chicken, so you only need 30 times what fell in. Because it's a mixture of 50-50. You follow? The fiyah meduma, according to the proportion. Rapam said once in Shir, I don't know, claim a car for it. Rapam once said, based I think on logic, that yes, there is a riddle. Yes, the case of lefi hamedumah, he gave us a case, let's say, you put 5 ounces of water, 5 ounces of vegetables, and 5 ounces of chicken. And you cook them together, and you take out a tablespoon. You need shishim against how much? So the answer is 1/3. So Prabhupada said it's wrong. Because water doesn't give taste. Water by itself doesn't give taste. So he said you need, Shiamaduba does not count the water.
It dilutes it.
But I don't know, I'm 90% sure that's what he said in Shia. He's right, it dilutes it, but you mean what you're taking now is still 1/3 water.
It's still 1/3 water.
I remember, so maybe you're right, I have to go back and check it out. But I'm pretty sure that's what Pop said.
No, you could say maybe.
You don't do share with water.
It has no effect. It has nothing. It's as if it doesn't exist.
Yeah, but the mice, it exists. And you are putting in water in.
Right.
So you see, I really have to stop and look into it. But as soon as I finish this, I'm going to start preparing my Gemara Shia for tomorrow, my Dabba Shia for Shabbos. And I don't learn anything anymore. I just prepare Shia. No, but I'd like to clarify this. Okay. Chatichah Asa Ve'el make a good Novi Shir, no?
Oh, yeah.
Like for a little, you know, Hanukkah, I know not too many ladies show up. So this Hanukkah, I gave Matzah Shabbos, I always give you a yeshiva shir. So I gave a shir on Rav and Shmuel throughout Shas. On Rav and Shmuel. So I haven't never had such a response to this, like this week's shir, the whole year. You know, the ladies, they like a shir, you know, good story, good joke. But this is something that, the truth is, I didn't find it anywhere. I built it up over the years, understanding Rav and Shmuel's sheet is Surah Papadisa. And, you know, so the safety of Hatichah Nas Neveh, little lady's not gonna like it. But, what? Hashkaf is Pinach Hatichah Nas Neveh, you gotta figure one out for me. Okay. At any rate, let me finish the sif. V'nira li l'fize, no, Avodas HaMordechai. Shem HaRavon. You know when else? Right before Pesach also, I assume there aren't that many women. In the hotels, yeah. Very little chicken. Is it flesh?
I went. So they told the guy, he doesn't eat flesh and chicken. He doesn't trust her.
This is a story, Reb Shmuel Salant with the ice cream. There's a story with a wedding. The only thing that was serving at the wedding was chicken soup. That was the only, this was Yerushalayim 100 years ago, over 100 years. The only thing that was there was chicken soup. And the way the story goes, a boy came in with some ice cream, and somehow dropped the ice cream into the chicken soup, and they said, oy vey, Shmuel Salant had disappeared for a while, he came back, and he said, it's mutter. And nobody understood. Ah, you mounted chicken soup with ice cream, you know, like. So it came out, he went to the ice cream guy, he asked him, just tell me quietly how much water do you mix into the ice cream? He said, 50-50s. He said, okay, then there's shishim. Then there's shishim against the ice cream that fell in. That is what. So, that's Shir HaMedumah. That's probably Rabbi Krohn, probably, right?
That this guy doesn't eat chicken, and they said, you told it to us.
Okay. Avodas HaMordechai b'shem Ravon afilu b'roite v'ein tzarech l'sha'arak l'fi ha'cheshmin. You only have to do Shir HaMedumah except for basa b'chalav. They chilek dim neser ha'chalav mi'basa v'nofel l'chalav nasa ha'komaveh. V'niru li l'fi zeh. Hu adirim nofel ma'at chalav l'mayim. The example I gave you. Milk into water. K'gosh nofel revias chalav l'beiz revias mayim. Like 2/3 water, 1/3 milk. Now here it's water, not like I said before. He is going with the water. V'nafel mizeh revias labasar, ein sar shishim rak l'chelek esrim revias, she'im revias esh nafel l'fishir. V'ayim v'prim v'gadim, tzadip beiz, chavdal v'bitaz. There's a long parenthesis, skipping that. Ayim l'kabal klal b'avav siv zayin, de'ein lismach ha'zakim b'bakim hefsim v'tzer ha'gadol, we're not saying that. It's time as I be yavish, yavish, loylam, reyil, chadas, neveil, apu, bas, mechalam, elo, loylam, koshi, tais, if I can't have to have in this Arab, lechadchil. So I want to take back what I said to Shem Rav Palm, and it could be he was talking about the blias of the keli. So you take a tablespoon, you have milk. You might have been talking about what's nivla, the keli, that you don't count kafi amadum with the water. The blia, if you stick in a spoon, the blia contains, shir amadum. If you put a spoon into a mixture of meat, then, and the vegetables, the contents of the spoon, only 50% meat and 50% vegetables. And it could be that's what he was saying, that water, to go back to my notes. 40 years ago. Okay, Sifur, hopefully Thursday night, Bezos Hashem.